Hi folks, Dan Ross here from BetterBizIdeas.com. Just wanted to quickly give, I'm going to provide a little snapshot here on this audio boo. And basically I'm actually, you know, in line here in the morning. And I've got what I call my recession indicator, the state of the economy. And it's what I call a Starbucks indicator. And that is, how long is the line at the local Starbucks? And there's one that's on the way. Actually, I passed two of them, one near my neighborhood and then another one closer to the office. And you know, I live about 10 minutes from the office, so I don't have very far to drive, but I think about less than 10 miles. And I'm in a drive-through line here, and there's probably about 15 to 20 cars in front of me. And when the economy was in a full tailspin, that line may have been 4 or 5 cars deep. And here it is, it literally 15, 20 cars wrapped around a building, a fairly decent sized building. And it's not like a short line. I mean, it kind of blows me away. So anyways, just wanted to share that thought and also, you know, ask everyone to think about, you know, is there any part of the economy that you're exposed to that you consider to be a recession indicator, a measure of the economy in your world? If you do, I'd love to hear about it. See how you measure the state of the overall economy. To me, this has always been a great judge. If somebody's willing to part with $4 for a cup of coffee, and they're willing to wait 15 cars around, I mean, this is the longest line, you know, in years. Ever since I moved to this part of town. That I've seen. So anyways, hope everyone has a great week. Take care, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.